I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
So many people are wondering where to go to get the proper information when it comes to testosterone, HRT, and so much more. And today on Big Dave's Power Half Hour, we're going to talk about it. I'm Tasha McKee. That's Big Dave. And welcome to Big Dave's Power Half Hour. All right, so Big Dave, today we have a special guest on the show. Now we're excited about it because for weeks you've been saying that he was going to come up, and finally he is here.
We had to bribe him to get him here.
Is that what you had to do?
I had to do something. I said I had to get the pink slip to the Benz to try and get him here.
Oh, no.
He's the Audi guy, and I'm the Benz guy, so okay. We always go back and forth on that.
I like that. Okay, so who do we have in the building?
We got Dr. Eric Nacken, owner and doctor at R2 Medical Clinic. Yes, give a big round of applause. He is the Mac Daddy when it comes to HRT, TRT. Very close friend of mine.
Yes.
And he is very close friend of the shows as well.
Yeah.
So we want to introduce him. Hello. Nice to have you here finally. So,
hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Really excited to be here today.
This is exciting. All right. So a lot of people have been wondering where to go when it comes to bettering themselves. You know, you want to get better in the gym. You want to get better from the inside out, not just the outside. So finally, we have a clinic. And I got to tell you a story. During the interview, we'll get into it, because if it wasn't for R2, I don't know what I would have done. Honestly, I feel like I'm back to being a person. I'm back to feeling alive. When Dr. Eric Nacken walked in, I was like, oh my God, I don't think my eyes can get any bigger. Like, if it wasn't for R2 Clinic, I have no clue what I would have done. So tell us about some of the things that you do at your clinic.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to back up a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, hormones is an interesting conversation. If you break your arm, it's an acute injury, you know you broke it, right? And you get it fixed and you go on with your life, right?
Right.
But hormones, they fail slowly over time. And so people are, and they always say, oh, I'm getting older, that's why my libido's down. I'm getting older, that's why I don't respond to the gym. I'm getting older, that's why I'm not sleeping very well. I'm getting older, that's why I'm moody and depressed, right? We have always excuses, right?
Right.
And at the end of the day, most times, it's just your hormones failing you.
Wow.
Which accelerates your aging process. And so when I got involved in this kind of medicine, my thought was, hey, look, I can't stop aging. We're going to age, right? But I can reverse or slow down the hands of time, right?
Yeah.
We can slow down the anti-aging so we can live longer and happier and feel great today.
Yeah.
And people forget how great you feel.
Right.
Or we did feel until we start treating people. They're like, oh my God, I really felt like crap for all these years. Why did I wait this long?
Right.
Right. So it's an exciting, you know.
Do you think that food has a big play in that too, as far as the hormone? Just wondering.
You mean as far as
changing and people using that excuse?
You know, that's a good, interesting question. I think it's a combination of two things. One, I think, especially in the United States, we have all these GMO foods now and preservatives and antibiotics and all these kind of things and pesticides.
Yeah.
And it's probably an effect on our hormones. And then just aging, and we're testing more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a 26-year-old who I saw, and you know, big guy, goes to the gym, and sorry, you judge a book by its cover sometimes too many times, right? And I'm like, well, this guy just wants to be juiced up. And no, his testosterone was that of an 80-year-old, and it is what it is sometimes, you know. And you have to treat that, because there are things that, even though you might not feel symptomatically at that low, there are things that are bad. Your testosterone is important for insulin resistance, which is diabetes, right?
Right.
It's important for bone density, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole slew of things that we feel, being tired, not being able to concentrate, not responding in the gym, right?
Yeah.
Libido goes down, erectile dysfunction, vaginal dysfunction, right? Yeah. So there's all kinds of sexual dysfunction associated with hormones. And it's not because you were married 15 years. It's because your hormones are out of whack. And let's get them back into place.
Yeah. So how does a person know that they should go get checked out? Like, what goes off in their head? Because some people are not. It's funny because a few weeks ago, Dave and I were talking about how, depending upon your background and where you've grown up, you don't know to go get these things done. You don't know that, hey, I need to go see Dr. Eric. I know that this might be the issue. Let me go get checked out.
Plus, it used to be always so taboo.
And it still is. There's always that stigma associated.
So with it, and me and Dr. Nacken always talk about that. Yeah. David and I, shout out to Big Dave Rede, Jr. You know, we always talk about the taboo and the stigma that's associated with HRT, TRT, especially with women.
Huge stigma,
and you know, that's the biggest thing that we're trying to get away from with the hormone clinic, like R2 and stuff like that. Is that, you know, there is a place to go that you can get blood work done, and every level, especially over at R2, is checked, rechecked. And gone through with a fine-tooth comb, from thyroid to estradiol to progesterone to testosterone, free testosterone, prostate, lipids, cholesterol, all of it. And you know, that's just something that is done just for everybody. And then whether you choose to go on the protocols that Dr. Nacken puts together for each individual person based on what their goals are and what they're trying to achieve, that should basically get rid of that taboo and that whole stigma that's associated with, because it's legitimate. It's completely legitimate now.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the problem is traditional medicine, we're our own enemies.
Oh, 100%. Right?
So in medical school, we're trained very early on that you don't treat numbers, you treat people. But doctors, we treat numbers,
right?
And we fight it every single day.
Yeah.
And so I get a typical family doctor, look, this is how I was trained, here are the numbers, they're within normal range, you're normal, you're fine, go away. We're very different, right? We look at it like, okay, these are numbers, but you're a person. Mm-hmm. And if you have symptoms, so maybe for an instance, let's say we're looking at a lab value, and I'll just do something arbitrary here, and normal is between 2 and 11.
Okay.
And you're at 3 or 4. Well, your family doctor will go, oh, that's fine, your normal range.
Right.
And I'm going to go, wait a minute, but your body needs to be at 8 because you need to be at 8.
You need to be optimized.
You need to be optimized at 8 or 11, right? And so that's what we're trying to see now, and people are responding. And there's no long-term data that shows any kind of downside to this.
Right.
Right? And there's lots of data that says that there's an upside to it. There's less diabetes. There's less fat.
Yes.
Right? People are responding better. People are sleeping better. Sleep is really
overall cool. feeling really good.
Feeling younger, living longer, right? So that's what we're starting to see now.
I mean, we see guys in the clinic that are 23 years old, like Dr. Nacken said, that are bottomed out at 200-300 points.
It's crazy.
And they should be up at 800-900, you know, which is optimization.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wonder why they're treading water in the gym. They wonder why they're not recovering. They wonder why they're lethargic, why they're moody, because usually their estrogen is skyrocketing up to basically the body to try and balance out.
Okay.
So like Dr. Nacken was saying, you know, when you look at it, what we do from the gym aspect, you know, and not just the bodybuilding aspect, this goes for everybody, is the body will try and balance out. And it's our job to basically get it to balance out in the proper way.
Yeah.
And people try and do it themselves.
Yeah.
And of course, it never works.
You know, Dave, that's a really good way to say it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, the balance, because, you know, and you know as well as I do, like when we work with people, you know, we'll get guys that have tried to, you know, self-induce or people that have tried to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And they're going off of basically how they feel. They're not going off of blood work that is legit.
Yeah.
The blood work doesn't lie. It's like, here it is. Yeah. And you know, so.
It has to be both, right?
Right.
And then you're talking about science, and you brought up women early on in the show. And, you know, I think women are the most undertreated population when it comes to hormones. And the reason why, back in 2002, I believe, or 2003, cover in Newsweek magazine, there's this big article, front page, right, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, hormone replacement increases your risk in women, 26% cardiovascular disease and 29% of breast cancer. And it was a total baloney.
And that helped, right?
Yeah. And so every family doctor was like, oh, get every woman off of hormones.
Sure.
But what happened? But the problem was that was a bogus study.
That just fuels that fire of the stigma that's associated with it in a negative way.
Doctors still quote this article. And I ask them, I go, well, did you read it carefully? And did you understand the statistics? Because it was not statistically calculated correctly. So when you redid the statistics, what they found was it decreased cardiovascular disease. There was no difference in breast cancer. It decreased symptoms of menopause. It decreased the risk of osteoporosis. I mean, people felt better.
Right.
And then now there's been studies since that time that keep proving this. And people still quote this article And then I'm like, you got to keep reading. You got to keep getting better. As doctors, that's our responsibility.
Right.
I just think sometimes fear and not being educated is what does that. And then at the same time, too, you're healing us from the inside out. You're doing, say it, because I don't, you know, you're not, probably won't be able to say it. Maybe they don't want that money to come over here, if that even makes sense. You know what
I'm
saying?
Sure it does. And there's always a money aspect with insurance and
sucks,
stuff like that.
But it's like, it you're does. Taking, let me tell you, before I spent 3 years here, almost 3 years here in Colorado, and a good year and a half, maybe, I spent, because I had two back surgeries.
You were laid up.
So I was laid up. I moved here ready for a whole new opportunity.
Right.
And gained so much weight. I was on so many pain medications.
Yeah, you were on so much stuff.
All these different, I forgot what you call those steroids and different, like whatever they're called. Not right. Through any clinics.
Corticos and all that kind of stuff.
Horrible stuff that made me gain so much weight. And when I met Dave, it's funny because through my pain, I was able to meet Dave.
Oh, interesting.
And it was one of the biggest blessings, because not only is my family, he's yes. my trainer, he's my co-host, it's incredible, but he helped heal me. Like, the way I am now, after my surgery, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to do what I'm doing
right,
with you now.
Right.
I didn't think that I would be an amazing mom. I didn't think I would be such a huge person in our community. And if it wasn't for you doing what you did with me through all the, through everything, what,
right,
I don't even know what I'm on,
that we have.
But I trust you.
Right.
And because of the testosterone and because of everything that I'm on with the clinic, my stomach is right, my body is right. I feel incredible.
Hey, I don't see a mustache on you.
I don't have testicles.
Tasha's very attractive, and I can definitely relate. She does not have any hair on her face.
Because people
her
keep
voice
telling
is
me
not
that's
deep.
What happens if you're a woman, you're on testosterone.
Right.
But
it just goes to show,
right.
like that article, it's just like, you know,
it's all
and
fear.
It's hard because someone as reputable as you are and what we do, you know, we work our asses off
right.
to get to the point where we get people to feel so comfortable.
That's right.
And then a reputable publication like that comes out, and it kind of sets us back because,
yeah.
you know, there's so many doctors, like you said, that are still in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You know, I had a client that went to get his blood work done
yes.
from his regular physician, and he's been with him for, God, since he was a baby. I mean, he's a family friend of them.
I was hoping you talked about
this. And, you know, I sent him in for blood work, and he's like, Dave, I just don't feel right, blah, 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 blah. And,
right.
of course, he was a little bit younger, so, of course, treating him with protocol wasn't probably necessary, but we wanted to see what his blood work was
right.
and internally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sent him in, and I remember I got a phone call from his doctor that called me personally. And I had told him what panels to get and basically what to ask for. And the doctor's like, well, I'm not going to do that. It's not necessary. And I was just literally floored. I'm like, you know what? Put the doctor on the phone. And he's like, hey, how you doing? This is so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, I'm not trying to disrespect you. You're a board-certified doctor. I'm not a doctor, okay?
Right.
But I know enough in the game that I've been in for 25 years.
Right.
And I'm associated with so many people that are so reputable like yourself
right.
in this game. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And so the doctor was like, well, there's no reason to do a testosterone test on him and the blood work that you're asking. I'm like, you're crazy. And I said, what, are you not getting a kickback from the insurance? And
hey,
we literally argued.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I told him, I said, Austin,
yes.
just leave. Leave the doctor.
Right.
So he left, and I sent him over to us, and basically we ran a full blood work on him, and his levels were 120
crazy.
At 18 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, you know.
Oh, I think I spoke with him.
Yeah, and the yeah. doctor's literally just like, well, there's not necessary. You know what? There's no reason. And so then he comes to ask me, he's like, well, what are you going to do if his levels are low? I'm like, that's
treat
something
it.
We'll discuss.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be
so,
testosterone shots.
So,
right.
It doesn't have to be that protocol.
So, Dave, this is actually a very simple discussion to have with an educated doctor. You go, so he was 18 years old and he needs insulin for diabetes. You don't treat that.
Right.
That's
what are you
going to
do? Let his blood sugar dump and let him die?
Right.
It's
right.
like, you know, a kid that age can't have diabetes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
it was interesting because I literally was on the phone and I finally told the doctor, I said, look, I said, I'm not going to argue with you. I said, you are the reason why we're not advancing.
Right.
I said, the kid's asking for a blood work.
Right.
I said, regardless of what we do with him after the case, you're not involved because
right.
you're still stuck in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
So, of course, we treated him and now he's optimized at like 800-900
yes.
and the kid's amazing.
So I'm real careful, you know, because look, they're... all doctors want to do the right thing.
Right.
right.
Well, you hope.
Absolutely.
Sure.
The vast majority.
Right.
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 And we're all trained differently, right?
Right.
So I've chosen to specialize in hormone replacement,
right.
anti-aging. So I read those kind of articles.
Mm-hmm.
Do I understand high blood pressure? Yeah. I don't treat it.
Right.
I won't tell a primary care to do it because
mm-hmm.
I don't read those articles.
Right.
right. I don't treat diabetes. If you're pre-diabetic, we can do some stuff. But if you're diabetic, I don't treat that.
We're going to have a specialist come in and work with us to
right.
get that person
right.
in check.
Fixed. Right. That was me.
Right.
I mean,
I didn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do stuff like, okay, you're pre-diabetic or just diabetic, let's do an exercise diet, but it's still or high cholesterol, right?
Right.
It's another
right.
one. If it's, you know, we'll do everything we can from from a health and wellness perspective, but at a certain point, like that's just, what we're doing isn't working, and that's okay.
Right.
And then you go to someone who knows better than me, which would be a primary care doctor.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Right.
So we have to stop insulting.
Yes.
Ourselves, because we're all specializing in different things, right? And that's what I see, you know, time and time again.
Yeah.
You know, to your point, I had a friend of mine, she's 42, she's a school teacher. I won't tell you what insurance she has. And
we'll give you a hint. It rhymes with a certain
Corona
drug out there.
It.
Hint, hint.
And so anyways, she was feeling like crap for a long. And she teaches yoga. She works out every day. She looks great, but she couldn't get the extra pounds off, and she felt tired all the time. And
right.
her hair was thinning. And I'm like, show me your labs. And she's like, they said I'm normal. I go, your thyroid's on the low side. She goes, yeah, but it's normal range. They won't treat me. I go, well, I'll treat you.
Yeah.
She lost 22 pounds in 6 weeks. She feels great. This is over the last 8 months. Whenever I see her, she hugs me. She's like, you saved my life.
Literally.
I feel like a real person now. And I didn't go crazy high in her thyroid. I just tweaked it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
With the higher normal levels.
Right.
That's all.
Optimized.
Yeah, optimized.
That's the key word that we use is optimization for that individual person.
I mean, if she felt great and numbers were lower, I'd be like, have a nice life. I'm not going to treat someone without symptoms. That that makes no sense.
Right.
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 I just think sometimes when you go to a doctor, you might want to trust your own. I'm not saying doctors are bad. That's not what I'm saying.
No, not at all.
But if your doctor was like mine and wants to give you a pill for everything, then you might want to step back from that. Like if you have one pill for one thing, you're going to have another pill for something.
Right.
And that's why when you're like, Tosh, let me just do your blood work. And you know I'm scared of needles.
Right.
But it was such an easy process. The location, the clinic is gorgeous. And when you walk in, you feel like you're in the right place. And thank God I did it. It took 10 minutes of my life to find out all these different things. I was pre-diabetic. I didn't even know that. You know, and that runs in my family, so I'm not there anymore. But thank God for a place that actually wants to tweak it and optimize. Like, I'm good now. I feel like I'm keeping up with my sons. And
you look great.
Thank you very much.
She's killing it.
Thank
you. I think the biggest thing is, and the misnomer that we're trying to kind of put aside and educate our listeners and people in the gym and people that we run into on
women.
A daily basis, especially women and even men, because I deal and consult with men all day long on the phone, and I got guys that have basically been doing what they've been doing for so many years and they're stuck in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
And then they get with a group like us with our network and they're like, oh my God, I was aware that I didn't need this. I wasn't aware that I did need that. And it's like, you know, you're 45 years old, 50 years old.
You missed out on so much.
And for the last 5-10 years, you've been doing the same regimen, and you would think that you would get off of what you're doing and try something new. But I understand people are kind of a product of their environment.
I was going to say, why do you think they're stuck there?
Right.
Why do you think they're stuck there?
And they feel safe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're safe with what you know.
Right. Or they go with the bro science and they go with what they see on YouTube and stuff like that. Right. And let me be the first to say this, and I'm speaking just individually because I research this and I deal with this on a daily basis with a lot of the people that, you know, are in the clinic that we work with and outside the clinic, is some of those articles and some of those videos and stuff like that are reputable, depending on who you listen to. But it's not going to be the same as coming to the clinic, meeting with Dr. Nackin.
Nope.
Talking to us, working with us individual, letting us do your blood work, sit down with you, go through it, and come up with an individual plan for specifically you. Right. Just because what I'm doing through the clinic is not going to be the same as what you're doing through the clinic.
Exactly.
We're going to specifically design the program for exactly what you need, predicated on the blood work and what you tell us.
Right.
And that's it. And it's like, you know, women get scared because they think that, you know, well, if their husband's on testosterone replacement or pellets or the different types, which Dr. Nackin will go through, that they're going to get side effects of a man and they're going to sell me and look like me, which is not going to happen.
I haven't had that happen.
Exactly. Like Dr. Nackin said, you have a huge goatee on your face.
Oh, man. You know, see, are you
right,
jealous
exactly.
of it?
You're shaving really well. We got to find out which razor, because we both bleed it. But
those,
you know,
are myths,
that's
guys.
The biggest thing. So I'm going to kind of pass it to Dr. Nackin. Kind of go over the different protocols we have and what we have for our advantage to use on individuals, men and women.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, men are much easier, right? Because we're testosterone-based, right? And estrogen's important in men, too, if it's too low.
Yes, 100%.
And, you know, what I see a lot in out there when people come to me, they're like, yeah, doc, I'm on this huge dose of testosterone and I'm still having like these issues. And I'm like, yes, because they treating you, over treating you for your estrogen.
Your estrogen's through the roof.
So, oh, it's low.
Oh, it's low. It's low.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, you know, people wanted to make it easy. Here's my protocol. You're just a person.
They want microwave
results.
You're just
a number. Same amount of testosterone. You're on a, you know, an estrogen blocker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're on this other supplement. Everyone's on the same stuff. And then they're like, oh, you're still having libido problems. And okay, so we need more testosterone. And I'm like, no, they don't. Mm-mm. Get them off the estrogen blocker. They need more estrogen. Right. Yeah. Estrogen's important in men. Okay.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, for men, you know, a lot of times it's injections. And other options for men are pellets. Those are really, really good. But pellets, typically, we don't do under age of 40. There's reasons for that. And then you have to have enough fat on your body in order to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of guys have a lot of fat. And so I'm doing fewer and fewer men pellets because there's issues with
Do you think injections. The dosing for the men with the injections is obviously far more easier than the pellets because we can raise and lower the injection and dosing, or you can do kind of the same with the pellets.
You can do the same with the pellets, and pellets work more physiologic. So a lot of people who did pellets early on, I'm talking about providers here, they foo-foo pellets because they're like, well, no, they don't work because they wear off and they're not even, and that's absolutely not true.
And a lot of times it's how they're put in, too.
And how they're put in.
Uh-huh.
And the quality of the pellet.
Yes.
And we do a really high-end quality pellet based out of a pharmacy, a local pharmacy here out of Golden, Colorado. And you know, pellets, the idea behind a pellet is they constantly release testosterone.
It's a time release.
Well, not time release.
Isn't it?
It absorbs. It just absorbs slowly. Right? And that's how your body works. You're always having some hormone. Right? Now it's in your fat, and your fat's vascular. Right? And so when your heart rate goes up, blood flow goes up, more hormones. Right? And when you're in the gym working out and doing stuff, that's what your body does.
Right. Yeah.
So it actually follows how your body really works. I think about pellets is, you know, for men, it's every, you know, 4 to 6 months. For women, it's every 3 to 4 months. So you just forget about it.
Right.
Which is great. So,
right.
So it's steady.
For those people that don't like injections, it's a really good subsidiary.
It's good. If you're a candidate, right? So, and I'm pretty careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Injections work really well. The issue with injections, and you know this really well, Dave, is that sometimes, you know, they peak out on day two or three. So
right.
So you have these ups and downs.
Right.
And so if you want to average a certain number, that means you have to peak out pretty high, day two or three to average out.
Aromatization and stuff like that is completely different for everybody individually.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a little bit of adjustment there. But as far as acute adjustment, you're right. It's much easier with an injection.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it seems like injections, it's more challenging my people to react to them than pellets.
Right.
Pellets seem to be easier to predict. I don't know one, maybe I know one female patient that's gone on pellets that went back on something else. Because once you're on pellets, you don't want to do anything
right.
else.
Especially if you get it right and the dosing perfect.
Exactly.
And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do that predicated on the blood work and what they're showing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty conservative because the last thing you want to do is grow a mustache if you're a woman or bald. Or get bald hair or get huge muscles, right? I mean, most people, right? So you don't want the adverse side effects. So in our clinic, you know, and we didn't mention Kristen Cook, who's my practitioner, who you see.
I love Chris. Yes,
and she's great.
I love her.
But we're conservative, and then we bump things up. Opposed to going bump things up, like so you're breaking out now.
We got to tone it down.
Right. And that's hard to do, right? And
yeah.
So especially if you're doing pellets, right?
Right.
So men are typically injections and pellets. Topicals. We get a few men in topicals because they're not pellet patients, and they just won't stab themselves.
Yeah, some people are just not a needle fan.
Needlephobics, yeah.
But the needles are so, and I freak out. When I was pregnant, I almost passed out every time I got needles. Mm-hmm. But this is different.
This is different.
It's a lot easier. They're like hair fine, and it's quick.
And it's how it's done. And
Right.
Right. So, but you know, some people just can't get around that idea.
Yeah.
And they can't come into our clinic. I mean, if they come in every week, we'll do the injection
for you.
But some just don't have the time to do that.
Right.
So they're like, I got to have something.
Yeah.
And so they'll do a topical.
Okay.
Topicals aren't great.
I was going to say, back in the day, they were kind of the ones to go to.
So when I first
started. Like Androgel and all that kind of stuff.
I
remember that.
I remember that.
It was just like a lotion you put on and then it was kind of.
They still have it.
Yeah, they still have it. Yeah, it absorbs basically through the system. Yeah.
So here's the problem. And I don't know how technical you guys want to get today, but you know, here's the problem.
However technical you want it, doctor.
Here's the problem with topicals. And I used to be a big fan of topicals until I really understand the pharmacology. And that's the problem with a lot of doctors. You know, we think we know it, and then we start learning more, and I go, wait a minute. But then you have to adjust, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I adjusted. And the problem with, there's two problems with topicals. Number one, there's compliance. So every single morning, you have to get out of the shower, dry off your thigh, rub it in for a minute.
Okay.
Now, today is a minute, tomorrow is 48 seconds. 2 days from now, it's half a minute.
Right.
And you forget
then
one.
Then they forget.
You get one day.
You're
later,
rushing
right?
or the phone rings.
And you got to be diligent with that.
And right? So that's one thing. The other thing is it absorbs pretty quickly. And so and it's about 2 to 4 hours. And so you do it at 8 in the morning, and noon you're feeling great. It's a wear off. At 2, you're feeling pretty darn good.
Yeah.
4, you're feeling okay. And 6, you're crashing. That's not how your body functions.
Right.
Gosh.
Now, if you're a little old lady, now I have little ladies come into me and they're like, Doc, I want my gel. Fine. You're
have it.
You're 75 years old. I really don't care. do you,
yeah. You
know? So for men, we're kind of limited to that, you know.
Okay.
And then women, it's different. So pellets, injections, you can do injections. I don't do a lot of injections on women because I think women have better options. And there's a new oral tablet that my pharmacy has developed that's fat soluble.
Okay.
That's what you're on.
And that's what you're on.
Okay.
Right? And so that absorbs into your fat system, which is a very slow delivery all day long.
Yeah.
And when your heart rate goes up, blood pressure goes up, more delivery of hormones. So that also matches how your body really functions. So that's probably, I think that's second best to pellets. Unfortunately, men need so much, so high dosing, we can't do the oral like that, unfortunately.
Oh.
And people always go, well, but my trainer or my other doctor or my friend said don't do oral hormones. It's different. So estrogen, right? To traditional estrogen tablets go through your, what's called first pass metabolism, goes through your liver. And when that happens, that increases your clotting factors and puts you at increased risk of having clots. Okay.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, we don't like those pills.
Okay.
This is not that kind of pill.
Right.
And I get in arguments all the time. Well, I was always told pellets are the wrong, or pills are the wrong way to go because it doesn't make, this is a different
kind
of pill.
That's gotta like be frustrating. Yeah.
It's frustrating, but it's fun to see people, like I have people come in on injections because they don't know about these kind of tablets. And they're like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, well, just give it a shot. 90%. Oh my God.
I love it.
I have no acne anymore, and I'm feeling great.
I don't have to poke
and
myself.
I look amazing.
I'm just myself.
Right.
Yeah,
feel
right.
Good.
And they feel great. And they're like, oh my God, I'm, you know. And I had one woman who's really interesting. She works out like 6 days a week, and she was on injections. And she's like, yeah, I break out. I go, do you break out every two or three days? She's like, yeah. I think it's better. I go, that's how injections work. You peak out.
Right, that's where it peaks,
and that's
where
all the problems
out.
Happen.
Exactly.
Right? That's when you get blood thickening.
And it connects.
And her blood was thick. I'm like, let's put you on these. I did this. She's like, oh my God, you changed my life. No more stabbing myself.
Nope.
And it's even.
Yeah.
I have no ups and downs at all. I have no more acne anymore. I don't have to wax my lip anymore. She's just really
I don't
happy.
Feel like I'm going through puberty
exactly,
again. Right.
Exactly right.
And I think that's the biggest thing too that Dr. Nacken touched on was a lot of people don't understand when you're on testosterone therapy and stuff like that, or you're not regardless, but it happens a little bit. Your blood does thicken. And that's the hemocrit.
Can.
Yeah. And that's when you have to dump, and basically it's like an oil change for the body.
Oh, so that's what the boss man did.
That's exactly what that is. And so when we say, hey, it's time to dump, that's when you go in and basically dump some blood, you know, pint and a half or whatever they
but
decide.
So there are ways to avoid. Some people just respond that way.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm one of those people. Doesn't matter what dose I do, my blood gets thick. It's just the way it is.
I'm the same way.
So why do but you have to dump?
But that should be an exception.
It's kind of like a blood, an oil change. So the thinner it is, correct?
Well, so when it gets thick, your risk of cardiovascular
from a circulatory system, right?
Stroke and heart attack.
Yeah.
So it's dangerous. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So when
goodness,
you dump, it thins out a little bit, so it runs through the system a lot easier and better.
Oh, so big shout out to our boss man, Victor Starr. So there was a time we went by the clinic. I had to pick up my supplements, and he had to dump, and it took. We were there not even 15
minutes.
Yeah, it
doesn't take long.
It
doesn't take long at all.
And he looked like a bed bug was about to explode. But once he dumped,
he feels better.
Yeah. You feel better. You feel kind of like an oil change, like I said.
So I try to avoid that. So
I've
had a lot of patients come in and they'll donate blood or blood dump.
Right.
You know, every 3 months. I mess the meds a little bit. They feel better and they don't dump anymore. Because if you dose it right and you do it right, it should be a rarity that you have to dump.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's
right. It does happen, but it should be a rarity.
Yep. And it is, again, it's an individualized thing.
That's incredible.
You know? But
yeah, everyone's different. Everyone responds differently.
And those capabilities and are done at the clinic. That's something very
everything.
Easy for everything to be done. And yeah.
And one of the things is, and you asked me this before the show started to bring it up, is, you know, bioidentical versus synthetic hormones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be very honest with you. If you Google this, what you will find is absolutely no difference.
Yeah.
Every single study says
it's the same.
But if you dig a little deeper, and you spend a little bit of time, what you will find is good articles out there that say there's less side effects with bioidentical. Okay.
Right.
And that's what I see anecdotally, which is crappy medicine.
Mm.
I'll admit to that. But my patients tell me when they go come in on synthetic, they're like, yeah, doc, you know, I'm on, I'll make numbers up. I'm on 200 milligrams a week. I, you know, IM injection.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to work pretty good, but now my libido's back down again, and his blood's thick. I'm like, well, let's put you, I'm going to lower your dose by 20%.
Yeah.
And people freak out.
They freak out.
People always freak out.
But you know
out.
What you're doing. You right. Trust your doctor.
It's like, trust the process. Trust the process.
Yeah, it's a process, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get it right every single time. I wish I was that good.
Right.
If I was, I'd pay lottery more often. But you know.
And we all wouldn't be sitting here. You
know, I own an island called Hawaii.
Right, yeah. You know? Exactly. We're practicing out of Maui now.
But, you know, exactly, Bali.
But this guy, I put him on, I lowered his weight by 20%.
Which is really not that big of a drop. And guys got to understand, it's not.
It's not. I put him on Bioidentical, then I put him on a split dose. He doesn't blood dump anymore. He feels better than he did now. And he's got a safer treatment regime, and he's responding better.
And his erectile dysfunction is not there.
So he's an older, I'm into a younger woman. He's like, Eric, he's like, Doc, I can't lose this. I mean, she's younger. I got to keep up with her. He's like, I'm back in the saddle again.
Right.
Like,
thank you. Right. And I'm not having to basically take 200 milligrams of Viagra, Cialis, or a helper. Which affects people a lot. It does.
It totally does.
It totally does. And I love how people think that, you know, the more is better concept. And I deal with that. You deal with that. Yeah. You know, we deal with that so much because, again, it's kind of that Stone Age thinking that the more better. Well, I'm not responding to 200 or 300 megs a week, so I'm going to bump it. And it's like, that's not the case. Not anymore. The rules have changed, especially in our game.
Right. Well, and the problem is you know, people always say, you know, this one testosterone especially does this. Yeah, but there are other things that do this too.
Yes, it doesn't do just that.
You know, but there are other hormones that do it. And so, especially your testosterone out. Okay, you're still having these issues. Maybe it's not testosterone. Maybe it's your thyroid.
Maybe it's your estrogen. Maybe
it's GHA. Maybe it's estrogen,
exactly.
Right?
Maybe it's your prostate.
So,
you know?
It's just incredible. Like, I don't know why it was so taboo then. I was too young to understand, but to know that there's a place that can fix you instead of you going and trying to GNC and trying to fix yourself is incredible. So what would be some signs, doctor, that someone would know they need to come see you at R2 Clinic?
Difficulty concentration during the day, being forgetful during the day, tired during the day. That's a big one.
Lethargic.
Super tired.
And the problem is people are like, oh yeah, I'm just working a lot. That's why I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm stressed out at work. I'm stressed out with my wife or kids.
And maybe that's the case. But, you know, so get it.
But we can fix that. We can fix it very easily.
But if you need to, right? I mean, if it's that, then maybe, you know, it's not a hormone thing, but come in for blood work.
And right.
You know, not sleeping well, depression, anxiety.
Right.
Loss of muscle.
Digestion issues.
Increase fat, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the obvious ones, libido. And
treading water in the gym.
Oh, look at that. Right, yeah.
You know?
I mean, and the problem is, this happens very slowly. If it happened, like, tomorrow you woke up feeling like this, you'd go, oh, my God, I feel like crap.
Right.
But people are like, oh, I feel great, Dr. Nacken. I'm like, well, you know, I have friends of mine. I feel great. Let's get your labs. I go, and you start talking to them. You're teasing out. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, you know, I'm not sleeping. I'm sleeping like 4 to 5 hours a night, and it's not great sleep. But that's because, you know, I'm stressed. And I'm like, really? Maybe because your hormone is 200.
Yeah, your levels are coming out at 200. You should be 7 to 8.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the biggest thing is that I want to make sure that is very clear with this specific show, especially having Dr. Nacken here, is there is no excuse for getting not your blood work done.
No,
period.
There's none.
There's like, none.
I mean, it's affordable.
Because if it's normal,
yeah, then
fantastic.
Great. Then at least you know we could treat other symptoms.
Right.
But get your blood work done. Go to somewhere reputable.
That's right.
You know, even if you don't want to go to the clinic, go through your doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
right.
And just get it done then make those decisions and come see people like us that can basically take it that one step further and really treat individual symptoms or all of it as a whole.
Yeah, because what your friend is doing, what they're taking at home is not
it's
what
not
you
the
be
same.
Doing.
And that's something like, we deal with that. How much do we deal with that? All the time.
So how rewarding is it for you to have someone come in that's like, I'm feeling like this, Dr. Eric, and I'm just, ugh. And then suddenly you tweak and you see them come alive again. How rewarding is that?
Oh, that's why I do this.
Yeah.
I mean,
your face lights up. It's incredible.
You change people's lives.
Yeah.
Drastically and fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and their life and their marriage.
Right.
And their work environment.
Yep.
And I have people who are more productive now, and now they're moving up in their company because they can actually thinking clearly.
Yeah.
And they have the energy to do
right. The work-life balance.
Yeah, it's balanced out.
Yep.
Right? And so, no, this is why I do this.
One simple test can change
your whole entire life. You got to make sure you come out and see Dr. Eric Nacken. Super excited. What's your location?
Oh, so we have three. We have we moved from Bellevue just on the street here up to Colorado on 25. So it's 1873 South Bel Air Street.
Yep.
We're suite 1215. 12th floor. Great view. Come in, have some coffee, see what's going on, meet us. It's a great location. And then we were in Arvada.
Which is the best one, of course.
Of course.
That's shout out to D.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy.
And then, yeah, and then we had David Rodet Jr. there, and very knowledgeable in the health and wellness field. He's been doing this for a bunch of years now.
He's amazing.
Mr. Colorado.
Yeah.
2019. Okay, anyways. he hates that, by the way.
Soon to be the next one as well.
I got
to
do it on the podcast.
If I have anything to do about it.
I got to do it on the podcast.
If I have anything to say about it, yeah.
He's the most humble, genuine
guy. Yeah,
he is.
Incredible. He is so good at what he does.
And he's a walking billboard.
That's my family, man.
So Arvada, that's I-76 and Sheridan,
kind
of, right at the highway there. And then we're up in Greeley as well.
Yeah, the Greeley location, too.
And then up there we have Katie McConnell, and she's been doing this for four or five years.
She's a sweetheart.
And she's great.
Yeah, she's
great,
awesome. So she's really awesome.
I'm lucky. I have some great staff. I have some really, really good staff.
It seems like it. I've gone there, and the view, the people, they're just incredible. You can also contact him at 720-640-2364. We're going to put all the information up.
That's the fax number.
Oh,
so it's 720.
You can fax them and send them something cool.
720-640-2333. There you go. Unless you want to fax them, use that number. But we're going to put out all this information all over our social media.
I'm going to put David's personal cell phone out there. So all the ladies out there that want to send him any pictures and anything, go right ahead.
What is happening?
I'm just kidding, Britt. We're not going to do that.
Oh, my gosh. But Dr. Eric Nacken, we are so thankful you stopped by today.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
thank you for being with us. No, 100%.
We have to have you back. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Officially a friend of the show, and we appreciate you for checking in. We'll be back next week with another great show. If you have any topics you want us to discuss, BigDavesPowerHalfHour@gmail.com. And don't forget to hit the follow button on Instagram at BigDavesPowerHalfHour.
And download, or we're going to find you. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.